This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. It's just after 12:30, coming up to 12:34, actually. My name is Rich Bradbury. It's Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu.
I'm Vinny Raj.
Asking you the question as to what do you do to separate yourself from your digital device? How do you manage that? Let us know. 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Before we move on, we have a quick update for the FBM, KLCI, and others from Arvin Yuvaraj.
Yeah, so KLCI is down by 0.16% by 1,575 points. Active stocks include Powerwell Holdings, M-Touch Technologies, and Vortex Consolidated. And the ringgit is at 4.06 against the US dollar.
Thank you very much, Arvin.
The reason why a lot of the counters are red is, I think you may have heard the story this morning, Bank Negara Malaysia's Monetary Policy Committee, they were supposed to actually retain their overnight policy rate, the OPR, at 3% for 2020. But yesterday, they actually dropped it to 25 basis points to 2.75. It's the lowest it's ever been since 2011. So this is the reason why, I guess, a lot of the banks tend to drop because of interest rate will probably go down. So good news is probably your stocks may go up, but your FDs may go down for very basic things. So yeah.
There you go. Shall we talk about screenagers?
Yes. So I'll just go back to our question on how you detach yourself from your smartphones.
You clearly have been playing with your bubbles.
Yeah, on my phone. Activity bubbles on my phone. Now, WhatsApp 3595. It's impressive to know that there is someone who did the same as I did. Remove Facebook, Twitter, Instagram app from my mobile phone. In fact, I went a little bit more extreme. I actually restricted my data usage as I started to get attached to YouTube. I also don't subscribe to Netflix, and I actually use the iPhone clock app's bedtime feature, which is a really good feature. It cuts off all notifications and calls when it reaches the time you plan to hit bed. This is the same thing you can find on Android phones as well and on iPhones as well. It helps you to, you know, put like a do not disturb function. You can only receive calls from like your favorite contacts and so on and so forth.
It's like an airplane mode, but when you sleep.
Yeah, airplane mode for when you sleep, but the important people in your phone, like the favorites contacts, so maybe like, you know, your parents or your siblings, your loved ones, your kids, if you have any, right? They can still call you. And if they call you, your phone will ring. But anyone else, it's just, it doesn't even highlight on your phone.
It's cut off.
Yeah, it's cut off. There's a great feature on, I think it's on the newer Android phones. So I'm using on my Samsung S10, where it's called the wind down timer. So when it's like, you know, let's say you set it from 11 p.m., it just goes into black and white. So your entire screen is black and white. And that helps you to set yourself to, you know, go to bed. Because we all know how, you know, when you use your phone at night and it's too bright, you just can't sleep.
And put you in the mood for a Charlie Chaplin movie, perhaps.
Maybe.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Anyways, speaking of like smartphones, schools in the US, they actually have a huge problem, and it's a smartphone problem because smartphones have long been a bane for teachers as they are a distraction during classes. Some schools in the US have actually banned them outright, while some have actually came up with a smarter way to deal with it. But now they have another issue, and it's dealing with students with separation anxiety. And this is kind of like the world that we live in today. And when I say smarter solutions, I actually mean the opposite, because some of these solutions are baffling to me. Take, for example, a school in Indianapolis in the US. They've got one teacher that is making her own fanny pack that is made with a clear plastic bag and a ribbon to fasten it around her waist. And she calls it the phony pack. While it takes away students from their phones, it actually is still somewhat within their view because of the clear plastic of this fanny pack. And that's because this battle with smartphones that we're seeing at schools actually brought on a different challenge and issues for teachers and also the administrators. So students are now actually battling with withdrawal pangs or separation anxiety. So teachers across the US are actually trying out different methods for managing their students' phone-related angst. And some of them are using this lockable pouches that allow students to hold on to their phones rather than leaving them into the lockers. One school in New York, they bought a whole bunch of these lockable pouches. The types that you actually find in theatres or performing arts centres where they give you this, you know, this nice little pouch. It's normally black in color, and then you put your phone in, and then it has a magnetic lock, and this is the same magnetic lock that you would find in clothing stores or retail stores where you know they have like this tag that you know they put it. So it can only be unlocked with a special magnet that you can use it, right? So the school, however, they did allow the students to decorate and design their pouches. And according to the principal, and this is his own words here, to make them as cool as humanly possible for something that's restricting them from their device. So I don't know about you, but I think that statement itself has a bit of a problem, and it shows why we have this uphill battle that we're facing. I'm not a fan of smartphones at schools, by the way, but personal smartphones are actually the worst as well. But having principals to say things like to make it sound as cool as humanly possible, that for me is just kind of like, you know, you're distancing yourself from the generation, right? You're not even speaking the language. You're just showing that there is this gap now.
This gap, yeah.
The problem with the pouch at the end of the day was that students actually had to line up for, you know, in front of the teacher to unlock their phones and when the day is over. So it really just wasn't productive at all. Some students actually resorted to trying to open it themselves. They tried to like cut it open. They went onto YouTube. They went and looked at, you know, how you can break this magnetic lock. Some even set their pouches on fire, which clearly then showed it, this is not actually working. Some schools opted the carrot over the stick method. A school in Texas had students download an app called Pocket Points that tracks when they touch their phones. And then students can redeem points for different tiers of awards when they kick the 10 or 15 or 24 class hour off the phone. And then they can earn prizes like a drink from Starbucks all the way to the ability to drop your worst test score in the in your results books as well, right? So some teachers are a bit more, I guess, kinder. They set up charging stations for each student to have their phones left at the charging station. Because in the end, they're thinking like, you know, it's a bonus where you leave your phone, but you can charge them at the same time. So again, giving them a benefit in putting their phone away. And this worked until the school actually enforced a rule that all phones should be put away all day. There was also a film made about families and screen time. And that's where, you know, the name Screenagers came about. And this actually looks into the issues. But one school in the US may have found a smarter way of dealing with this because they came up with this. So it's called the Dream Charter High School in New York. They opened about 3 years ago. So they collect students' phones at the start of the day, and then they use this Harry Potter-like system that allows students to earn points that give them privileges, such as being able to hold on to their phone rather than having them to lock in a pouch. So students can earn credits for good grades and actions, such as persisting through challenges that they face. And then they earn this credit and they can actually achieve the prefect status, which is a reference to the Hogwarts students who earn special privileges. So this is teaching students to be more responsible for their actions. And the principals actually said that in the real world, no one is actually confiscating my phone, but I use it a lot. So I actually have to learn how to manage that. So I guess in a way, if you look at the two principals who communicate, one clearly has a very distant way of communicating, but the other kind of like speaks the same language. Like you talk about, like, you know, give this Harry Potter-esque kind of credit system, right? And I think, you know, it's also a big issue here in Malaysia because I've heard countless number of, I guess, voices that I've heard about, you know, we got to let Malaysian students use smartphones in public schools because, you know, emergency cases and so on and so forth. But we always tend to do this. We always fail to think of the consequences it would have. You know, this would be one, you know, potentially we would probably have our kids being addicted to the phones if they aren't already. A school would be probably a place that you would think they would learn how to separate that, you know, attachment that they have with their phone. The other is also, you know, here in Malaysia, having smartphones in public schools would also mean that you may have more disciplinary problems like maybe stealing or bullying. And also, it would make the, you know, those who can't afford a phone feel like inferior out of place and inferior to those who actually can afford. So we need to think, because there's a lot of conversation around, like, you know,
it's a big topic. We've created an entire generation of addicts, you know, and that translation from what these kids are going through with separation anxiety in school, when that translates into real life and in the working world, that's going to be a ticking time bomb. Yeah.
But what Jeff said was like hits the nail on the head, because it's the gap between the teachers and the principals and the students. So you, if you look at the phony packs, quote unquote, obviously they are setting it on fire because they look ugly. Like maybe the teachers feel it's all colorful and artsy or whatever. It's an ugly looking thing. Yeah. And the last thing students want is to like have a fanny pack or phony pack at school. So that's you know, there's a huge gap in their communication.
We got to take a break, folks. The conversation obviously is revolving around digital and digital detoxing and how everybody is interested in digital detox and how do you manage to separate yourself from your digital device. Let us know. 018-789-8899 if you want to get us on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We're right back with our final story of the day. It's official. Fortnite is a school sport on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.